All right, go ahead.
It is now?
Mm-hmm.
Call the meeting to order. Monica, would you please take the roll?
Yes. Okay. Council member Gibson.
Here.
Council member Short.
Here.
Council member Vick.
All right, here.
And then council member Holcomb.
Here.
Okay, we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, just to let everybody know why I'm sitting here, we just recently got a text from the mayor. He has an illness in the family. Hope everything's okay. So I will be in charge of running the meeting. With that, we'll first go to approval of minutes. August 5th. Is there a motion to approve?
I move that we approve the minutes for August 5th meeting.
Second.
It's been a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Passes unanimously. We go to the minutes of August 6th. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we have approved the minutes for August 6th meeting.
It's been moved by Councilperson Holcomb. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. We'll go to the minutes of September 12th. And I do have a number of corrections or additions. Okay. And I know we're like 4 minutes behind here. So, first on page 12.
Are we talking about September 12th?
September 12th minutes. Page 12. I would believe it would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down, where it said Council Member Gibson mentioned that if the bid is too high, we don't accept it. It should say we don't have to accept it. That's one correction. And then if we go to Part B on the same page, the rescinding of the salary was to take place immediately. And then on page 10. No, it wasn't 10, but anyway, I'd asked for an update as to where we are in the budget process in relationship to revenues and spending. That needs to be included in the minutes. And then
an addition, sir?
Mm-hmm. I think it's on, there's a section about the $12,000 a month. I just like it be noted that when we made the mayor's salary to $1,000 a month, that was a raise from the previous $833.
So you want me to add
that it was a raise from the previous
raise.
From $833. Okay. And that was effective October 1st.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, then on page 14, it'd be the under 10 unfinished business. It'd be under the second paragraph where it says Council Member Gibson spoke about water rates. I just like to say what I spoke about. I talked about the water rates, that there was a surplus in 2019 of $149,000. In the bond, there was $431,000. Sewer rates, there was $455,000. And the bond was $279,000. And there was some discussion about, also we talked about how many more new users there's been since the last 5 years, new homes in Twin Creeks, Creekside, new business laundry, new therapeutic business. And the point of this was to ease the burden on the taxpayer, because I also talked about TSEP funding, which is Treasure State Endowment Program.
Okay.
And made a strong recommendation that in the 20, that we delay the 21 project and see if we can get TSEP funding, which would offset the burden to the taxpayer, and we could possibly get up to $750,000.
Councilmember, if you don't mind me speaking.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I will review the minutes, but I do recall you talking about the TSEP funding.
Okay.
Yes. But I will have to review the minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Just for wording purposes?
Sure.
Are you okay?
Yep. Yeah, because I'm going to make a motion after these corrections, so you'll have time.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Page 16. Yeah, let me try to find a section.
We're still under September 12th?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. They're long minutes. You know, you typed them. Oh, under, it would be page 16, paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And what I discussed was that I was against increasing taxes and fees are taxes. And I think that's it for September 12th, unless somebody else has some additions, corrections. So I'm going to make a motion that we delay action on these minutes till we review them. The corrections. So I'll make a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
There's been a second by Councilperson Holcomb. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. What's that?
Till the next meeting, sir?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to do this on the next two, same thing on the next 2-1. And I know they've been long meetings and there's a lot to go through here. Okay, the minutes is September 18th. And we do have a lot of minutes, so just give me a second. Okay, on page 20. Again, under the Phase 4 water project, there was discussion more about TSEP. And I guess I just have a question about, you know, I went through these and I know on the 18th, when there's a particular issue, like, let's just say the water decrease. If we talk about public comment, it seems it would be appropriate that we list all the public comment. It looks like sometimes we just pick one and not another. That's just a suggestion. I'm not going to make any changes at this time, but if there is a public comment on a specific subject, because I know that there was much, whether it was September 18th, it was almost all public comment in favor of. There wasn't any opposed. On the next meeting, there was one person that was opposed, and that's in the minutes. But I'm just suggesting that if we're gonna make minutes on public comment on a specific issue, we list the public comment on that issue. That's just my suggestion. Also, and I don't know where you'd put it, after we approved 4-0 the reduction in the water rates, it was brought up that we needed a special resolution at that time by the mayor. And I requested that be put on the agenda the following meeting, September 24th.
For the...
Resolution on water. It's not in the minutes. It needs to be in the minutes. Page 21. We did the 2% across the board raise rather than the proposed budget of COLA and merit pay, and I asked the question if this was less money than the original proposed budget, and I believe, Robert, you said it was. So that needs to be reflected in the minutes. That the 2% raise that we gave was less than the proposed budget earlier by the administration, that it costs less than the original proposed raise. Also, wherever you want to put it, again, I requested an update on the revenues in relationship to revenue and spending. It needs to be in the minutes. I requested information on revenue related to spending. So with that, unless any other council has any additions or questions, I'm going to make the same motion that we delay action on this till we see the corrections to the next meeting.
Second.
There's been a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we'll go to the minutes of September 24th. Again, I asked that the resolution regarding the 3% fees be put on the next agenda. I think that's all I have for the 24th.
Can I clarify if that's, that was the council meeting minutes and not the public hearing, sir?
It's council meeting minutes. Again, I requested that the resolution be put on the next agenda. And, of course, the next agenda wasn't either, but that doesn't need to be in the minutes.
Steve, I believe it was the public hearing one.
Okay, public hearing one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's been public hearing one. Oh, that is a public hearing. Now I'm going to go to the September 24th other minutes. So we don't, I don't need a motion. We can do an approval on that public hearing one if you want to. Or do you want to do them all together? I am going to make a motion on the full minutes for the 24th.
We can do those two together.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
Okay, for the next, on page 27. When we set the meeting for September 5th, I asked specifically, was it only about the airport bids? The answer was yes, but later that agenda was changed to include the budget and lighting districts.
Okay.
Under new business, I asked again to have an update on the revenue and the spending as per the budget. Under the part about the ad hoc budget committee, that would be on page 29. There was discussion. I think I thanked the person that was here for all their time and effort, but I do believe, and I'll let Councilperson Holcomb comment on this. I think you made a comment that it did not follow the proper procedures, that it didn't go before the council.
Correct.
So I'd like that reflected in the minutes. Council Holcomb made a comment that it did not follow proper procedure and statute, and I would like that in the minutes. Under public comment, Mr. Jim Tadvik on page 30, and this needs to be really clear, We had already denied the building permit person a vehicle. That would already have been denied in a motion. But Mr. Tavick, this says, ask for clarification on the request for the building department's vehicle request. No, what he asked was about the mileage, because we were going to give the mileage.
Sure.
And making sure that the town is not paying for any employee to be driving from their home to work. It was clarified that would not happen. So it was mileage, not the vehicle, which is totally two different things. Again, I ask for a resolution regarding the 3% decrease on the water. And that's all I have on the minutes. Does anybody else have anything? So I'll make the same motion that we table approving until we see the corrections.
I'll second it.
In a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, ask for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. Okay. Approval of biweekly claims. Does anybody have any questions? Councilperson Holcomb.
Page 34. It has to do with Northwest Energy. For the pool, we paid $816.78 for electric for the pool. For August. Wow, okay.
I have a question on, there's two of them. 41294. And there's another 41294 on the same date. It says November Nova subscription. First, okay. What is the Nova subscription?
That is what the police department uses to.
So there's one that says $30, and then there's one that says.
I break it up between the two different departments to find it.
Huh?
It's just the bill's $300. They use part of it, most of it. We the other part that goes to the front
So it's $300 a month?
Yep.
Is that a good book, Chief?
That is cheap.
Okay.
Increases exponentially.
All right. I looked like it was twice. One said 30, one said 300. Any more on the claims? Any discussion more on the claims?
I was just going to make a motion that we approve the biweekly claims number 15505 through 15554.
Heard the motion. Is there a second? Been a second by Councilman Vick. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Public comment.
Oh, public comment on that?
I think so.
We don't have public comment listed.
Okay.
Can you see those on the...
Excuse me?
Do we get to see those claims on the board, or is this all we get to see?
I don't know. Does Monica do that? I don't do that. They were on the agenda. There will be discussion later on the fireworks, so that's not on the claims. That's on the agenda. Thank you. Okay. I don't believe there are. Are there administrative reports?
Oh, we have to vote.
We have to vote on the claims. There's been a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Is there a public comment on the claims?
Excuse me?
Is there a public comment?
Not, you can as staff, but not as public. You can get up and say that you're representing staff, but you're not representing.
I just had a question, and just when I was going through it, the Verizon bill for the building department seemed to be really high for some reason. I don't know if that was, anybody can see that?
I don't know, we could ask about your cell phone bill, too.
It's a lot higher than normal.
So I don't know if that was good.
I guess I would ask Robert to answer that question.
$267.
Well, Janelle was looking at them today, so she didn't come back to me with that one, so I'll have to talk to her tomorrow and see, but...
It wasn't our department, though.
It was not in the police department.
Thank you.
Were you talking about the bill?
Yeah, you got a pretty big bill. $276.
Oh, that provided bill because the building department got a new phone?
Oh,
yeah.
But Chief, so, you had a police department.
If you look right there, building bills. Department.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Building department right there got a new phone, $276 with a case and everything, so they paid off.
So since you brought that up, Chief, and you're up there, let's look at that was a building department. Okay, you're exactly right. Because I had that circled and I forgot. I thought it was a police department, it was you. All right. I don't believe there are any administrative reports, are there?
We still got to vote on it.
We didn't no,
vote.
Sir.
Oh, we still have to vote. We're back.
Yeah, we didn't vote. We didn't.
I thought we voted to approve the claims.
Okay.
We did.
Okay. Are there any administrative reports? I didn't see any. Are there any guests?
There are some.
Okay. Go ahead, just come to the podium and say who you are. And who
Matt you are. Anderson, Forest Supervisor, here in the Bitterroot. Been here since March. Yeah, came down from Alaska. And want to introduce Steve Brown. He's acting district ranger here in Stevensville. Lived in this community for 20-some years now. So real happy to have him here. I'll let him give some updates on what's going on the forest. But any questions, we're here to answer. And there's a lot coming down the pike in the Forest Service, so if any way council and the city wants to work with us, be glad to. Thanks.
Good, thank you.
Evening.
Hi.
Yeah, we just wanted to give you guys a little bit of update on what's going on with the Forest Service in the Valley. We do have a lot going on. I'm sure you've seen the articles in the paper about the Bitterroot Front Project. Mm-hmm. We had a public meeting Tuesday night at the fire hall there. We've got another one. Oh, next week in Corvallis, the week after in Florence, and then the week after that in Hamilton. So we'd love to hear from all the local folks, get their input on what's going on. But the whole idea is trying to be proactive with management on the front and try to do something about reducing the fire risk to the community, you know, the folks that live in the woods over there, and do something while we have a chance to do something instead of just reacting to what nature throws at us. And so we'd really love to have your input and have your support on the project. Another project that is just kind of wrapping up is the Gold Butterfly project, which runs along the Sapphires, out of the Sapphires between Gold Creek and Willow Creek, and then south down Butterfly Creek. That's currently, it's been published in the Federal Register. It was published on the 11th of October. It has to be published for 30 days, and then we can sign it and start implementing that project. That's a restoration fuels project. There's another project at 3 Mile that we're doing in coordination with the state under the Good Neighbor Authority. That is actually advertised right now. It's midway through the sale advertisement. We've got some bids on the timber sale there. I think the bid opening will be first or second week in November. I don't remember exactly the date. Specific to Steve I, I've been asked to go with the school on a field trip up to Kalispell to take a look at the Roag Center up there and provide comments for the new Roag Center here. I'm going to go up with them on the 5th, provide whatever expert opinion that I can. We've got a lot of different things in the works in terms of proposals going out for national money, grant programs and whatnot. The Collaborative Forest Landscape Restoration Program, we've got a proposal in. It's a national competition which provides 10 years worth of funding for restoration work on Forest Service land, and that would cover all of the Valley County. And then another one is a Joint Chiefs proposal, which is a joint proposal between the Forest Service and the Natural Resource Conservation Service. And so it's a three-year, I guess, pot of money, or the funding's available for 3 years. And that will cover the main valley from the confluence of the East and West Fork on north. But that would be more, that funding would be available for both private and forest service. So some of the work we identify on the Bitterly Front project that needs to be done on private land, this would help fund some of that, those sorts of thinning operations that wouldn't necessarily pay for themselves. So maybe some grants available and working with NRCS to help identify where the need is and how we might come up with funding for that. Those are kind of the big ticket items. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Nope, just thank you for what you do.
Did you say the next meetings are coming up?
29th in Corvallis at the fire hall off the riverside. Yeah. And then the following week, November 5th is in Florence. I'm not sure where that is, but it's in the Ravalli Republic. We published that. We'll publish another reminder here at the beginning of the week.
Thank you. Thank you again for what you do.
You're welcome.
It's nice to have this fire season this year.
It was. I live up on the Illinois bench and I put up hay. It's kind of tough to dry hay when it's smoky, but it's even harder when it's raining. So I'm not sure where.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, before we move into public comment, we're going to do this as we should do it. If you do have public comment, please come up to the podium. State your name. I'm not going to call on people sitting in the audience. We're not going to get a back and forth discussion going here. The proper way to do it, and I want to hear anything you have to say, but to do public comment, the way is please come to the podium, state your name, and we'll go from there. So with that, is there any public comment?
Correspondence.
I didn't see that on here. I'm sorry, just 1 minute. There is a correspondence from, I don't know, L-O-E-Y?
Loey.
Loey Knapp, 526 East 3rd Street, Stevensville, Montana. Continuance of the Main Street organization. I understand there is discussion underway regarding the future or lack of future of the Stevensville Main Street Association. I would like to express my deep concern over the prospect of closing that organization, as I feel is a major contributor to both community spirit and the economy of our wonderful small town. I have worked with the organization on community events such as First Friday Scarecrow Festival, Country Christmas, Splendor on Main, and know these events bring locals together for a wonderful time and many new people to town where they enjoy the historic and active aspects of this town. The Main Street organization is also one focal point for analyzing the needs of our town in terms of economic development, and then working to determine how we can grow our current business to fill the gaps in our economy. To summarize, I believe that the Main Street organization is a key player in the economic and community spirit aspects of our town. I would suggest that an alternative to closure is to form a small committee that enlists members and researches, writes grants, and will support the staff and other expenses. All done while keeping the current staff in place and the Main Street doors open. I hope that we can go from strength to strength here in Stevensville. Chloe. Well, first, I'm not aware of anything about closing Main Street. We didn't approve a $10,000 matching grant. That's all the council did. But if there's further discussion on this from the council, sure.
From my understanding, the town, we're not closing it. It is closing because they're running out of money. Hmm. And I believe the lead person has resigned.
Yeah. Okay. Any further discussion on that? Seeing none. Okay.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Maybe not the lead person, but one of the board members that is a major contributor.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. With that, we'll go to public comment. And again, if you are going to make public comment on anything on the agenda tonight, please come to the podium and please state your name. And I want to hear whatever you have to say. But again, we're not going to get into a back and forth chair thing here. So with that, anybody with public comment, please come forward.
Just a quick note, I know you guys are sitting up there doing a great job. However, you do need to call for an individual vote. It cannot be as a whole. So when you call on an agenda item, or vote for something, each individual person has to vote on that.
Sure.
Thank you.
If it's 4-0, it would be each individual. But that's okay. We'll do that. We'll do that. All right. Any further public comment? Any further public comment? Seeing none. Last call. Not for alcohol. Okay, we'll go to unfinished business. Discussion, decision, resolution 449, adopting the final budget for fiscal year 2020. I guess I just have a couple questions. I don't think we'll be able to finalize this budget tonight, plus the mayor's absent. I'm sure he would have something to say. I mean, we can move forward if you want. Okay. Is there anybody? Okay.
Sure.
I have a couple questions about
Steve.
And again, go ahead.
I would like to communicate my concern that by not passing this budget, we are holding this town on hold. We can't go forth with raises. We can't go forth with projects. We can't go forth with spending.
Well, okay, that's fine, and I guess I'll comment on that. I wasn't going to. The reason this budget is late is not because of the council. The process didn't start when it should have started. There have been some statutes in the process that have not been followed. There have been requests, as was reflected in the minutes tonight, by myself, personally, and others, 4 different occasions for updates on revenue and spending. You can't pass a budget without knowing that. So again, I want to clear, it's not the council's fault that we're late. Yes, we're late. And there was some things that, you know, previously the council was small, but this should have started a long time ago. And it should have gone to us when we were all here on August 8th, but it went to an ad hoc committee, which does not follow the proper procedures for the budget when it comes to department heads and the mayor presenting their budget. So I want to clear, we're late. And that's unfortunate, mm-hmm. But it's not because of this council.
From my understanding, we can pass the budget, so the town can move forward in the spending, and we can come back and make amendments to the budget as necessary.
If you're talking about making a motion to pass the budget, when we just got this 41-page document today, I got it at 4 o'clock because I wasn't at home. And just by glancing at it, it shows we're spending more than we have.
I understand that.
And I don't think we can pass a budget where we're spent. If you want to make a motion to pass a budget to spend more than we have, it's up to you.
I am not prepared to make a motion. I would love to see the council all in agreement in passing this budget. I just want to communicate my concern.
I think it's all our concerns. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Been a concern from day one. With that, I guess, and again, just glancing at this, and I don't think we're going to be able to do this tonight. There's a budget. There was a budget item, speaking of Main Street Association, for $10,000 in the proposed budget. That was not approved. I guess I'm going to make some recommendations, and I'm not going to make motions. I'm going to be fair to the mayor for him to be here. And that's another reason I don't think it would be a good idea to pass the budget tonight, unless, again, somebody feels we should, or try to pass it. We're going to have to, okay, with that $10,000, and I am no, I propose a 2% raise. And it passed. And we've added a police vehicle, and we've added a police officer, and we've done many other things. A lot of good things for the town, maybe some not so good. But we need a balanced budget. And I'm going to make a recommendation that we start, that staff, before the next meeting, look at this budget, and if it's all possible, such as $10,000, move it to general fund. There's been discussion about the $253,000 used for salaries out of water and sewer fees. And I don't have a problem with George and his people receiving 100%. Or do I have a problem with the person that does the water and sewer mailings and whatever receiving a large portion? But when I looked at the mayor's proposed budget, and I'm just going to use examples, I don't see where the town clerk spends more than 2 or 3% of her time on the water and sewer. There's a person that does that. In the mayor's proposed first budget, I went through his workload statistics, how many hours he spends, staff, training, whatever. At the very best, I could come up with 8%. Very best. I'm going to make a real recommendation that you go back and you look at the operations out of general fund, you look at the other categories, including such things as $10,000 that we didn't approve. And it should be moving to the general fund to offset what looks like a big deficit in the general fund. And again, it's not to take away salaries. It's not to not give raises. But we need to do this the right way. And if need be, we might have to consider delaying some things. We might have to delay hiring of the new police officer, not do away with hiring it. But look at the budget. Robert, I'm asking you. You know, if you can delay that hiring until May, then maybe that's something we need to look at. You know, we are not in a position, this budget, in my opinion, and from your information, we are overspent. And the way, again, the way it works, you know, when it comes to general fund and fees, for example, in state government, the PSC gets no general fund. They pay with fees. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks gets no general fund. They pay with fees. Department of Corrections is 90% general fund. So, again, that large number and this concern about water and sewer money, you know, I mean, we really need to look at that. So, that's kind of where I'm at with the budget, but I have a couple other simple questions on the budget. There's a page in here with salaries. Let me see if I can find it. I think you all have it. It was attached. Let me see if I can find mine. If not, if somebody... It lists the salaries. No. It's not in that part.
Oh, right.
And I assume this reflects, I guess I'll ask you, Robert, when it's got 2019 and then 2020... I assume that reflects the 2% rates. Is that correct?
I'm not so much that we have put in.
We got this today.
It should be, yeah. I gave him the copy, he was interested in 2%, so that should reflect the 2%.
Okay. I'm just going to start with the first one.
Okay.
My favorite, the aerobics instructor. 19 made $12 an hour for $468 a year. The 20 proposed budget is $12.24 an hour for $668 a year. Now that's not 2%. So is that a mistake? Or what is that? That is definitely a lot more than 2%.
Might be a formatting problem on that.
Excuse me?
It could be a formatting problem on that sheet. I don't, like I said, I haven't seen that sheet, so.
Well, I guess, and that's another reason, and I'm not blaming, we're in no way ready to pass this budget. It was a formatting problem or whatever it is. That is not a 2% raise.
2% goes to 24 cents per hour.
Goes from $12 an hour to $12.24 an hour. The 2019 annual salary was $468. It's showing a 20 annual salary of $668. That's like 50%. Did you increase the hours by 100%?
The plan would not increase your hours. So
well, so that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong. So again, I think you need to review all those. That's just the first one, and that's a small one.
Well, just by looking at the numbers right there, it is 2% from the hourly rate to the 2,000.
But $200 over 468 isn't a 2% raise. It's pretty clear. So that needs to be reviewed.
I would have to agree, because if you go down to the second one where it says administrative assistant, Her annually goes down, but her hourly goes up.
That's because she went to part-time.
That's because she went to part-time.
Oh, okay. Okay. But then you have all the one, you know, you have some that they get a raise, but then nothing changes.
But anyway.
Well, that's for us.
So you need to review this, because that first one can't be right.
Yeah, that's your plan. I didn't get a chance to ask them if he's got their hours for the pool or not.
Well, he can without our approval. And I don't think you're open in the winter.
No. But she only works like 2 hours a week, so it's not really good. Okay.
So it's another reason we need more information on the budget. So do we have any more discussion on the budget? Councilperson Holcomb.
I would have to agree with Councilmember Gibson. I just got this afternoon. I didn't even have time to even look at this because I work an 8-hour shift. I didn't even have time to even look at this. I don't know what's in it. I can't pass a budget if I don't know what's going on. So that's my opinion.
Well, again, I think we're going to have to really, you know, and hopefully, the next meeting is going to be a busy one. We have the public hearing on the water and sewer, and of course, we'll have the budget. So, I would really respectfully request, rather than getting into motions here, that you look at the general fund and where you're spending this money, and hopefully, we don't have to get to a place where you might have to delay. I mean, we've spent money here, and that's what budgets do. But we don't want to overspend what we take in. It's called a balanced budget. The governor prepares his budget in November. You want to talk about timelines, and the legislature approves at the end of April. Billions and billions and billions of dollars. So that would be my request. Any other comments on the budget?
I would like to request we not wait until the next meeting to do work on this budget, that we schedule another meeting so we can move this process along, whether it's next week or... Would anybody be opposed to coming in an extra night to hatch out this budget?
You may not know. I think the mayor's got request a meeting for next week.
I can't hear you.
We have to request a meeting for next week. And you may not have heard of that, for the PARSA resolution to get the funds out of the state. A resolution that didn't get on the agenda for this. We found out yesterday we needed a new resolution for it to request the funds. And so if we do that together, you would probably...
You have a special, we didn't know, so you're scheduling a council meeting that we didn't know about for the...
I'm just saying, he's not here to mention anything about it, but I know that came up yesterday when we talked to the people who get the funds for the gas fund, the Barca funds. Our resolution ran out, so we need a new resolution by the 1st of November to get $27,000 from you for street repair.
What day are you talking about?
He's just saying any day.
I'm just bringing it up.
Yeah, he's just bringing it up for us to decide, but it has to be done in the next week.
Yeah. Prior to the 1st, the 30th,
before the 1st.
Before Friday.
You want trick or treat?
So you're saying you want a meeting of whatever you're talking about here on next Wednesday, correct? The 30th?
Special meeting, yeah.
Does that give enough time for the notice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So does somebody want to make a motion to meet on the 30th?
I'll make a motion that we meet on October 30th at 7 o'clock.
How about noon? Okay, so October 30th, which is a Wednesday, correct?
Correct.
At
7.
7?
Can we do... I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt your motion.
No, I already stated it.
I seized it.
So is there a second to the motion?
Go ahead.
Okay, there's been a second. Is there any discussion? Okay, we'll go individual vote here.
She got it. It's 7.
Councilperson Holcomb.
Aye.
No, you call it, don't you?
No.
No? Okay. Councilperson Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilperson?
Aye.
Councilperson Vick?
Aye.
And I vote aye. October 30th, 7 o'clock. But I'm not entertaining to add budget to it at this point, but if you want to make a motion, that's fine. Because the information I requested tonight, I don't think it's going to be enough time.
How much time do you think it'd be?
14th, regular scheduled meeting. It's only the week after. It's only 4 days after. No, November
14th. Yeah, we're talking November.
Yeah.
I would like to make a motion that we meet on the 7th to have further discussion.
I can't. I'm no. Again, you can make the motion. Go ahead. You want to make a motion to meet when now?
November 7th at 6:30 to discuss the budget.
That's November 7th.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Is there a discussion? I'm not in favor of it. Go ahead. We've had plenty of time to get the information. I want to give them plenty of time so we have the information once and for all. So is there any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll take a vote. Councilperson Holcomb?
No.
Councilperson Shrug?
Aye.
Councilperson Vick?
Nay.
And I vote nay. Motion fails. But I'm going to get in a little discussion later under council about meetings, because we got another problem is we're going to have two in 2 months because of holidays. So maybe that'll help. Okay. The 4th of July. Discussion, attorney's report regarding fireworks claim. Mr. Owens.
Thank you. So I think it goes without saying, I spent a lot of time this month investigating this issue. It was something that was being talked about when I first walked into this room. and it's taken a while to get back around to this issue. It wasn't until yesterday that I kind of came to a dead end, like another issue this month. I was informed until yesterday afternoon that putting this piece on the agenda. I intend to write a written...
Again, could you speak up a little bit?
I intend to write a written opinion about this, so I'm just going to hit the highlights of it tonight. And I guess I'm just going to go over a summary of the facts that I've learned. I've spoken with former council member Michelson. I've spoken with the mayor. And I've reviewed the budget, which is where the issue comes down to. I think the final question, right, is was this in the budget as to whether something happened? This issue has brought up a lot of questions. I think the last council meeting, Council Member Short asked me what happens if we don't approve this claim. Well, I'll get to that, and I'm actually going to defer to Robert on that because I think the issue comes down to accounting. I don't want to mess up any of the facts, so I'm just going to hit the highlights. And when I write the written opinion, if there is a dispute, then we can address it there and open it up to any questions that the council has. As I understand, there was at some point there was discussion about fireworks. I wasn't here. I'm not sure what that discussion was. I've heard a lot about it in public comment. But at the end of the day, an invoice was received for fireworks, which was forwarded to the mayor by Mr. Motley. And he requested a check because it sounds as though he began contracting with a vendor for fireworks. That information was relayed to Mr. Michelson. I don't know, and I think there was a dispute as to what the conversations were, but there is on one side a belief that this had been discussed and budgeted for, and on the other side this had never been budgeted for or made it in. And so I understand that dispute. So that week, Mr. Michelson came down to Town Hall on the 27th to sign a check for fireworks. He signed the check. It was issued out. The contract had been formed with the vendor. It went off. 2 days later, there was a stop payment on that check by Mr. Michelson. I think he had come to the conclusion that he didn't feel that it was budgeted for. I don't know what discussions he had that led him to that, but at the end of the day, as I understand from the city, this information wasn't relayed back to the town until after the fireworks show. So there's a couple questions surrounding this, and I think from public comment during the last council meeting, I had a gentleman stand up and ask for criminal sanctions. And I want to be clear on this. If there is an issue regarding the mayor or any of the council members and the town's attorney, it would be a conflict to go there. I have investigated. I have an opinion about that. But this is something that I would standardly forward up to the county attorney's office. And in fact, that's been done. As I understand, this complaint is been filed to the county attorney's office. I don't know what he's going to do with it. I do have an opinion. I think what he was asking is whether something criminal happened. I think it would fall under something called official misconduct. And in this case, neither of these parties, Mr. Michelson or the mayor, received any financial gain from whatever happened. And I don't think there is an issue, an intent, a criminal intent. So I'll write about this in more detail in an opinion. But to that question, I'd say no. But if that wants to be further investigated, it's already in the proper hands. The issue that comes down to is whether or not this was budgeted for. It took a lot of digging before I found, because I spent time on the public website, which marks the big ticket items under the budget. So I find it interesting that we're spending a lot of time talking about the budget tonight to make sure exactly what's in it. But when I review the 18-19 budget, there is a section, and I'll staple this onto the opinion, that specifically enumerates fireworks. $4,915 was budgeted for and approved for fireworks.
Well, the question would be, was that through donations or was it through the budget?
It's on the budget. And so I'm going to further it, going down the line, there is a purchasing policy in the town has, and there is a policy that needs to be followed for the mayor to approve a claim. By this budget being approved, if this is what it is, then this has been approved by council. If you go to the purchasing policy under Stevens, the Stevens building, it delineates that for the goods. Sorry, I thought it was on there. Anywhere from $1,500 to $25,000 per department. The purchase is contained in the department's current fiscal year budget, the town's current capital improvement budget. Department supervisors only need to get approval from the mayor prior to purchasing. In this case, we had a check forwarded by the mayor, signed by a council member, approved in the budget. Unless there are more facts, this is just what I'm relying on. I believe from the paperwork that it was budgeted for. So going back to answer your question, Mr. Short, from last council meeting, you asked, what happens if we don't approve this after the fact? Robert, I'm gonna turn it over to Robert. I've ran this by. This is a unique situation. What I would tell you is it would move forward as an unapproved claim. And what are the ramifications of that? Well, Robert?
One of the things that could be flagged in the audit, and there could be a finding in the audit. I mean, with the finding, you'd have to go back to the state and tell them how we're going to make, you know, do the process better. If it happens two times in a row, the citizens of this town can sue the town. And so that's kind of what could happen long term. The other thing with the audit, if the number of findings we get, our audit risk goes up, and the higher the audit risk goes up, the higher the cost of the audit.
So that addresses that issue. As far as contractually, it sounds like the town entered into a contract. They've got fireworks for this event, and we can't put fireworks back in the box and send them back. So it's a valid claim. As far as what the council wants to do moving forward on that issue, like I said, these are the facts that I've developed in my investigation as far, and that is speaking with Mr. Michelson as well. But that's what I have at this point. I am going to generate a report, and I'd be more than happy to answer questions.
Councilperson Holt.
A couple things that's wrong.
Okay.
The claim was never approved. Claims have to be approved by council before the money is spent. Contracts have to be approved by council. Mayor cannot go negotiate a contract without an approval with council. That's in the council rules. So now we have two things here. Those fireworks were budgeted to take care of previous year's budget because he did not raise all the money. I have a problem with our mayor constantly paying claims that is not approved by council. Just like when I asked him not to pay $35,000 worth of claims when I was the only council member sitting at this table. And he paid them anyway. There's a problem. So there's two problems with that. The contract and the claim was not approved. And the money that was in that budget was for the prior year's fireworks because all the money was not raised for those fireworks.
Thank you, Ms. Holden. I'll look into that. I didn't know that piece was out there.
I guess, I think there probably will be further discussion. I think we have two things going on here. I mean, I do think we do have to, we've already paid the vendor. Now, I think there probably was some things done wrong here, and I think there'll be further discussion about that. But I don't dispute that we can't pay that we have to pay the vendor. We already paid it. But I think we got two different things going on here. You know, and of course, I don't want to. We already paid him. Are we going to get the money back? I mean, I don't know. I don't think you could. But there are two separate issues here. So with that, I'm going to leave it, unless you're not completely finished. But I mean, there'll be questions of you, I'm sure.
And that's fine, Council President. I don't have anything further to address on this. I would like to write a report. I wanted to address this initially because I was asked to speak on this issue, made it on the agenda. There's more facts than I'm going to look into that, but at the end of the day, let me generate a report or opinion.
Is there further discussion on this topic?
Not on his report.
Okay. No, just on the whole issue with fireworks.
Well, I believe that since it is a valid claim, regardless, even though it does have to be, it has been paid, I do believe that we still need to keep our books looking straight. We do need to approve the claim as a valid claim, which is, that's really all we're doing.
And I agree.
And at the start of it all. So I'll make a motion to approve that claim because it is a valid claim, although it did not go before that council like it should have.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
There's been a second. Is there any further discussion?
Prior to approving that claim, it appears that Mrs. Holcomb has given more information to Mr. Owens, and we will receive a report. I would sort of wait till we receive that report, and Mrs. Holcomb's issues were addressed prior to approval.
Okay, there's been a motion to approve the claim, just the claim, and mm-hmm. a second.
Yep, and I'm discussing and okay. vote.
So is there any further discussion on that motion? Because I think there will be some other discussion about it further.
If I may, and I think there's a really important piece of this that I neglected to mention. I apologize. I should have brought up earlier, and that's why I would have rather had this in a written finding. But one of the important things I think needs to be noted is there was also a claim that there may be some violation of 7-6-4005, which is the expenditures, which should be limited. And what it says is local government officials may not make disbursements or an expenditure or incur an obligation excessive in total appropriations of the fund. What I can tell you is that at the end of that year budget, there was an excess of $47,000 in that appropriation. That's totally fine. So,
well, there wasn't an excess of $40,000 for firework.
There wasn't a general fund breaking So it wasn't an over expenditure. And I think that is something that needs to be addressed as
well. Okay, well, we have a motion just to approve the claim, but I think there'll be further discussion on the fireworks issue. It's been seconded. So further discussion from the council on the approved claim.
Just to clarify, we are just approving the claim.
At this point, yes.
To straighten the books.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, I understand.
Okay, take a vote.
Any public comment?
Okay, I'll allow public comment. Please come up to the podium.
Stacey Barker, 104 Winslet. My question is, if it was a claim, why was he going around asking for donations? Just a plain, simple question. You have several businesses asking to recover that. If it's a claim, why are we asking for donations?
And again, I understand that. I think that's going to be a separate discussion here. So right now, all we are doing, we're not saying it was right, we're not saying it was wrong, we're not, you know, we're going to have what Councilperson Holcomb brought up, and I guess there'll be more brought up. But it's already been paid. All this motion does is approve to pay the claim. With that, Councilperson Holcomb.
We have to allow Paul to
come. One more. Come to the podium, please.
Jim Chandler, 405 Charles. Just a suggestion, based on what you had indicated, was hoping that $4,900 was a prior budget year. That any time we came across this in the ad hoc committee, that you put in the current year budget a prior year obligation, it should be clearly designated as to what date applies, what fiscal year it applies to in the budget, just a suggestion.
But the problem was this was paid in this budget, so it's going to come out of this budget. That's how the budget works. Any other public comment?
Vicki Motley, 318 9th Street. My question is, can you vote on this with it not being on the agenda?
It was on the agenda.
It is
not
on the agenda.
Claim.
The claim was delayed till this week till we had the attorney's decision.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure.
Any further comment? Take a vote. Councilperson Holcomb. Again, just clear, just to pay the claim that's already been paid.
No.
Councilperson Schwab?
Aye.
Councilperson Dick?
Aye.
I vote aye. Passes 3-1. Further discussion?
And I go ahead and make a censure motion against Mayor Brandon E. Dewey. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion is this letter that I typed up here. On June 26, 2019, Mayor Brandon Dewey did knowingly violate the following statute located in the Montana Code Annotated 7-6-4005, expenditures limited to appropriations. Local government officials may not make a disbursement or an expenditure or incur obligation in excess of the total appropriations for a fund. A local government official who violates subsection 1 is liable for the amount of the excess disbursement, expenditure, or obligation personally. The subsequent claims approval process may not be considered as the making of a disbursement or an expenditure or as incurring an obligation and does not otherwise limit or mitigate the local government official's personal liability. The disbursement that was for fireworks that was not approved or appropriated by the town of Stevensville, by the town council of Stevensville, Montana. After then, Council President Bob Michelson had taken all steps necessary to issue a stop payment on an unappropriated instrument, Mr. Dewey did, in fact, issue an automated clearinghouse transaction in the amount of $4,501.50 to pay the fireworks vendor in Billings, Montana, which not only violates the above code, but also the trust of the people, as well as the most important of our nation's great principles, separation of power. This action brings shame upon the office of the mayor of Stevensville, Montana, and is a direct insult to the founders of this great nation who sought that no single person will have the power to act alone in decisions regarding the people. And on February 1st, 1788, James Madison wrote in Federalist Paper number 47, the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, in the same hands, whether of one, a few, or many, and whether hereditary, self-appointed, or elective, may justly be pronounced as the very definition of tyranny. This is why we have separation of powers as defined in the United States Constitution and subsequently in the Constitution of the Great State of Montana, located in Article 3, Part 3, and Section 1. And it is for this reason that I bring forward an official motion of censure, and upon passage will be placed on public notice for no less than two weeks, in the public notice section of the town hall and in our local newspapers.
Okay, there's been a motion, there's been a second. Further discussion. Seeing none, we'll take a vote. Councilperson Holcomb.
Gotta have public comment.
Is there public comment? Is there public comment? Go ahead.
I'd like to clarify what this stands for. What?
The money was not appropriated for fireworks for that year.
I understand. What is your motion for?
My motion is for the censure, which is an official rebuke and condemnation for the action that he made.
Censure meaning?
Censure is, there's no set punishment out of a censure. It's a public shaming is the best way to put it.
We have yet to clarify whether or not legally he's done anything wrong.
This is a motion for censorship. This is not.
I understand. Thank you for clarifying. Okay. I appreciate it.
Any further discussion on this motion? Seeing none, Councilperson Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilperson Schwab?
No.
Councilperson Vick?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 3-1. Councilperson Holcomb.
So with that motion, I am making a motion that the mayor pay back the town of Stevensville for the fireworks in the amount of $4,501.50 to have it paid back by the end of the year, and council needs to see proof that it has been paid.
There's been a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Discussion. I guess, Councilperson Holcomb, I just have a question. You are requesting that he pay it back, correct? I mean, we can't make him pay it back. You're requesting that he pay it back. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Further discussion?
I would like to make a motion until we table this until Mr. Owens can give us a written report of his opinion.
Been a motion to table, but we had a motion and we had a second, so we have to vote on this motion. Further discussion, Councilperson.
When do we hold our mayor accountable for his actions? He's been doing this for 2.5 years, paying claims that haven't been approved. I mean, we get ripped in the paper for some stuff we haven't done. When do we hold the mayor accountable for his actions? This has to stop. $27,000 to remove snow in February that was not approved by council. Now we have these fireworks that was not approved by council. There was $35,000 worth of claims that I asked him 3 times not to pay them. Three. Not only publicly, but he sent me an email going, well, the administrator is going to pay these. We decide we're going to pay. I strongly suggest you not do that. He needs to know that he cannot continue to pay claims that is not approved by council unless we make a motion where they could be paid out of sequence, like when we're not here for the second meeting in December or the meeting in November. That's the only time he could pay claims without council's approval, because it's already been approved. He needs to be held accountable.
Is there further discussion? There's been a motion and a second. Seeing none, we'll take a vote. Councilperson Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilperson Trout?
As I was not on the council during these times that you're discussing, I'm going to abstain.
Councilperson Vick?
Aye.
I vote aye. Passes 3-1. But again, it's got to be clear, this is a request. We have no legal ability to make the mayor pay. Okay. Well, there's not an executive report.
Excuse me,
new business. Number 10, Climate Action Advisory Board. Did you place this on the agenda, Councilperson Vick?
No, I did not.
Do you have something to say about this?
No, I do not.
So I guess...
I'll make a motion that we table it to the next regularly scheduled council meeting.
Okay, I'll second that motion. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. Councilperson Holcomb?
Aye.
Councilperson Trout?
Aye.
Is there any public comment? I'm sorry. We're just not going to talk about climate change unless you want to get up and talk about climate change. Councilperson Vick?
Aye.
And I vote aye. Okay. Obviously, there's not an executive report. I do have some comments and questions. In the ad hoc committee, one of their priorities was the planning and zoning of this town. I was put on the planning and zoning board on August 8th, and I've asked numerous times, do they meet? Do they ever meet? At one time I was told, Ms. Hoffman, that you set those meetings up. Is that correct? Because the other two boards have met.
You want me to answer, sir? Okay, then I'll just give you some time. I have not scheduled a planning and zoning board meeting. Nobody has requested it except for yourself. I understand. But nobody has requested that. We did plan a parks and board meeting because other members of the committee have requested.
So what do I need to do? I mean, I've requested it twice. I mean, what do I need to do? I mean, I think it's very important. The ad hoc committee made it a priority, and
the other members, I believe, of the planning and zoning did receive this week a notification, and I believe that, but not as of a meeting that is scheduled.
Who schedules the meeting is my question.
If you're asking of myself, I'd be happy to.
I would please request and have it in the minutes, that a meeting be scheduled before the end of November.
Before the end of November?
Okay. It's very important.
I would appreciate it.
Again, the ad hoc committee is one of their priorities.
Will do.
Okay. With that, too, council people getting something on the agenda. I've requested it many times. When I first got on the council, Councilperson Holcomb had me sign a form that had two council people on it, and I asked why, and she said, well, that's the way to get it on the agenda. I went to the mayor that first meeting and said, is that what I need to do? He said, no, you just ask. So, just a second. I asked three times in a public meeting for something to be on the agenda, and it was never placed on the agenda. And I just want to know what the rules are. And there's two different forms. There's one that says two council people. There's one that just says, and I'm the council. So can I come down here Monday and request on a, do I do it on a form? And I'll do it on a form, and I want something on the agenda for November 14th. Can I do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what I'll do. I want to talk about streaming as it relates to public open meeting laws. I've been contacted numerous times, and especially last meeting, almost the whole meeting was not being streamed. It was said part two, there was no public comment. I went in myself and I can't get it. I've had other calls before, and I think other people have too, that it seems like certain segments are being blocked or deleted. Now I would assume, I don't know who runs that, I would assume as the public open meeting laws, that streaming should never stop unless there's a recess or a break. So I'm going to make a strong recommendation that no more, you know, unless it's a, just a second, if you want to say it's a technical problem, we'll get, that's what I'll listen to. But I don't know if it necessarily is. Do you want the chief to answer or do you want to answer, Monica?
I'm more than happy to help. I just want to let you know that we have done everything possible to live stream everything. Total transparency.
So why wasn't it streamed last meeting?
So, and you can look at it right now, it's not working.
You're more than welcome to.
Well, but wait a sec, it's not the answer. Okay, I believe in you, it's not working, but why doesn't it work?
I speculate that what keeps coming up on the screen, and so I'm part of that problem, I think, because when I sit back there and I, you know, try to hear what's going on, I look at the screen and it's off, and I get up and try to get it going again, and then I sit down and then it goes off again, and I try to keep it going. There's some sort of issue with the connectivity, and I don't know if it's the...
We set it up 2 hours ahead of time, at least.
And again, Mike, I'm not blaming you for doing something, but it's pretty important, so we all know it's a problem. Well, let's get somebody to fix the problem.
I think that what we should do is find a better camera. Because I have the same problem with, I'm sorry, I have the same problem when I do the cop with the cop thing. You know, to the point where I had to use this camera last time to record it, and I haven't gotten it loaded up. So I know that there are definite technical issues with it. Nobody's, as far as I know, believing me.
That's fine. This wasn't to blame anybody, but again, as it's just been stated, it sounds like we've known for some time that this is a problem, so let's fix the problem. Robert.
One of the things, I know we don't have a dedicated IT person, and so we've looked, we're looking at getting a dedicated company to come in here, take over some of the stuff that we farm out there from Jerry Alice, come in there and work on stuff, so that we can have a dedicated person to help and can actually fix these issues. Because right now we have one guy that we call in whenever we need him, he's available. And we have some IT difficulties here.
And again, I'm not blaming anybody, but again, if we know there's a problem, it is important to the public, then we need to fix it. We need to fix it. And along with that, and I forgot that in my minutes, I asked some time ago, because I asked...
For microphones, yes.
Yes, to get back on what it would cost to have a microphone at the podium and a microphone here so people can hear. And I haven't heard back.
Please,
okay. So could we please just hear back? But again, don't... This was not to blame anybody, but it's pretty important. I don't think you run the video, you do the audio.
If we're able to find something that's going to work, I mean, we haven't passed the budget yet, is that going to be an exception to this?
No, we'd have to make a, we'd have to add that to the budget and take it from somebody place else, maybe like you.
No. Man, why did I say that?
No, we'd have to find, we'd have to get the money in the budget, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Any other business?
I guess as far as comments, I just want to wish everyone a happy and safe Halloween. And if you guys need it, us Ghostbusters will be on call 24/7 that week. So.
Oh, I was going to, about this meeting thing. I have some, you know, we're not... It came up last council meeting in November. We're meeting on the 14th, which is the second Thursday. Obviously, we're not going to meet on the fourth Thursday, which is Thanksgiving. Does anybody have a desire to meet sometime here or something? Because we're only going to have, other than this last special meeting, we don't have a budget yet. We're only going to have a meeting on the 14th and the 12th, unless you're going to meet the day after Christmas. So I think we need to think about having at least one more meeting, probably in November, but not the one that you suggested, because I just can't do it. I mean, I'm up to, you're up to either Monday or Tuesday, the 25th or 26th. I don't think you get out till Wednesday, right? Monica, did you have something?
No, thank you.
I won't be in town. I'll be in Arizona this day.
So do you just want to go and other than this special meeting, whatever we're doing on the, whatever, the 10th of October?
30th.
We're having two more meetings. October. We're having a meeting on the 14th.
Are you communicating? You communicated the 7th. It's too early for you. From November.
Yes.
Can you flip the camera real quick? I'm sorry. The 5th would be fine. No, excuse me. I'm sorry.
That's election day.
12th, 13th would be fine.
That's the day after that. I would rather sometime in here.
Sir?
Yes?
If you don't mind, instead of the 31st, how would you feel about the 29th?
Of what?
October. Are you on?
Is that soon enough for a notice?
No, I think we're having a special meeting.
We're having a special meeting.
Special meeting on the 30th.
On the 30th.
We're having a special meeting on the 30th.
Okay.
So no, we couldn't do the
29th.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking any time between... So when are you leaving for Arizona? Don't you go to... When do you get out of school?
I'm taking a special vacation on the
21st.
I'll be gone the 21st. Any of those 3 days leading up to the 21st, 11th, 12th, 13th, I guess 11th is holiday.
Well, let's just wait till next meeting and see if we need one. Maybe we won't. So again, the October 30th meeting is for what?
Barsa resolution. Barsa?
We need a microphone.
Quiet.
This is right here.
Barsa, yeah.
Oh, okay.
$27,000.
Okay. Is there any further business? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second. Third.
Stacy's gone. Can all in favor say aye?
Aye.
Motion passed.